What's happening in terms of clinical research right now in diffuse large B-cell?
Well, I think you know that the Europeans certainly feel that the dose-dense CHOP, or R-CHOP now, those trials are ongoing, is an effective regimen. You get your chemo in faster. You don't have the long delay for tumor regrowth. And I just have to say that R-CHOP every 14 days is not a standard of care in the United States. We're still looking at that. Other regimens should certainly be looked at. Wyndham Wilson at the NCI has a lot of experience with dose-adjusted EPOC, has added Rituxan to that. I believe CALGB has a EPOC versus R-CHOP trial that's ongoing. So I think we're certainly have come a long way with the addition of rituximab to diffuse large B-cell, but I think we still have a long way to go. And talk about the relapsed diffuse large B-cell. I mean, we still have new agents that need to be looked at in that disease.
What are some of the new agents that look encouraging?
Again, some of these smaller molecules, some of the newer monoclonal antibodies are being looked at. Some of the HDAC inhibitors are being looked at. Heat shock proteins. So again, too early to really say any of them are working well. And again, of course, stem cell transplant and modifications of better ways of looking at stem cell transplant in those patients who are eligible for stem cell transplant.